Welcome to Torati Mechahaf Torah with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Micha Horowitz, and today we will be studying the Torah for Parshas Emor. So it comes from, first of all, the Torah comes from Sefer Yechezkel, Perek Mem Dalet, Psukim Tesvav, through Lamed Aleph. Okay, I'm going to quote one line from Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks, one sentence. In Yechezkel's prophetic virtual tour of the future reconstructed temple, communicated 24 years after Churban Beit HaMikdash, the prophet reassures the exiles that the redemption will come one day. That is a one-sentence, beautiful synopsis to give you an introduction and an overview of what we are going to be learning today. Rabbi Sacks calls this a virtual tour, a prophetic virtual tour of the future reconstructed temple. This was communicated to the people 24 years after Churban Bayit. The prophet here reassures the exiles that the redemption will come one day. What is the topic of the Haftorah? It deals with the Kohanim, the service of the Kohanim in the rebuilt Beit HaMikdash, the clothing of the Kohanim, when they do that service, restrictions upon marriage, their role in teaching the people gifting the Kohanim from their own bounty, animals that they may not eat, not shechted properly, etc. So it is all about the Kohanim, and what is Parshas Emor about? Parshas Emor, overwhelmingly, we also have the Amim Tovim in Parshas Emor, the Jewish calendar year, yes, but we deal with the Kedusha of the Kohanim, restrictions on their Tumah, they cannot become Tamei Meis, restrictions on marriage, limitations for a Kohanim, the elevated status of the Kohen Gadol, the sanctity required of those who serve in the Mikdash, so the connection between the Haftorah and the Parsha is clear. Let us now go into the Haftorah. Oh, before we go into the Haftorah itself, I want to also point out something that I saw in a number of different sources, and that is that the vision of Yechezkel and the description of the dress of the Kohanim, the marriages of the Kohanim, differ from what we know based on Torah and Halacha. So how do we understand these differences? There's two possible ways of understanding. I'm quoting from the Art School Stone Edition. One idea is, even though Yechezkel's vision seems to contradict what we know to be true Halacha according to the Kohanim, this chapter was meant as a vehicle for the drush. The messianic era is shrouded in mystery. Therefore, the simple meaning of this passage will remain hidden until Tishbi Yivar Kushios Abayos, until Tishbi Malach HaMashiach Eliyahu HaNavi, I should say, will come and clarify and answer our questions. So one is, it is not meant to be taken at the Pshah. There is deep drashic lessons to be learned from the Torah. And yes, even though it seems to contradict some of what we know about the Kohanim from Torah Shebaktav and Torah Shebaalpeh, there's really no contradiction, because don't take it at the Pshah. However, the second is the Radak. The Radak is a different approach. Never in his commentary does he suggest any commandment will be nullified. Yechezkel does not say commandments will be nullified. Therefore, there's no problem with his nevuah. Rather, Radak says there will be a drastically heightened spiritual level of messianic times, and that'll be reflected in an elevated standard of observance. So since the times of Mashiach, which will be different spiritually and religiously and holiness-wise than the times we are in, so some of the statutes and the laws regarding the Kohanim will change, says the Radak. So it should not bother us that what we learn from Yechezkel in this Nevuah is different than what we are aware from the Torah sources today. Let us now go into the Nevuah. Yechezkel, Parak Mem Dalet, Pasuk Tesvav. Oh, also what you have to know is, remember, we're starting in the middle of a parak here, okay? Pasuk Tesvav. There's 14 psukim become that before this. Before this, we learn of Kohanim who did not keep the proper path, who deviated from the proper service. Our portion, the Haftorah, deals with the Kohanim who are in their pristine state, who have kept the proper service. The Kohanim HaLevim, B'nei Tzadok, Asher Shamu Es Mishmeres Mikdashi, the To'as B'nei Yisrael Me'alai, Hey Ma Yikruvu Eyei Lishar Seinu, V'amdu Lefanai L'Hakruv Lichela, V'damnu Hashem Elokim. Hashem Elokim says through the voice of Yechezkel, the Kohanim from the tribe of Levim, who are the descendants of Tzadok. Who is Tzadok? Tzadok was a prominent priest during the rule of David HaMelech and served as Kohen Gadol during the reign of King Shlomo. So they are descendants of Tzadok, and they, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have kept They've guarded the guarding of my mikdashi, my holy sanctuary, even as the children of Israel strayed from me. So it is these Kohanim from the tribe of Levi who will come close to me once again to serve me. They will stand before me to offer the fat and the blood of the sacrificial offering, promises Hashem. Hema yavo al mikdashi, they will come to my sanctuary. Vehema yikru al shochani, they will come close to my holy table. Lisharseni, in order to serve me. Vishamu es mishmarti, they will guard my garden. So we see here that Hashem says the Kohanim who have stayed true to authentic Torah Mahalach will be rewarded, even as the rest of Am Yisrael strays. And the end of days, this seed from Bnei Tzadok will serve me once again. V'haya, and it will be Pasuk Zayin. Bevoam al Sharei Hachatzer, when they come to the gates of the inner courtyard. Hapnimis, I'm sorry. Bevam al Sharei Hachatzer Hapnimis, when they come to the gates of the inner courtyard, what should they wear? Big day Pishtim Yabashu, they will wear, what is Pishtim? They will wear linen garments. Velo Yala Aleim Tzemer, no wool shall be put upon them. Besharsam Besharei Hachatzer, when they serve in the gates of the inner courtyard, Besharei Hachatzer Hapnimis Uvaisa, and when they serve inward within the sanctuary. This does go contradictory to what we know, because if you look at the Big Day Kohuna, as outlined in Parshas Tesava and Sefer Shemot, we learn that in fact the Kohen Gadol did wear linen and wool, yet here Yechazkel says they will only wear linen and not wool. Pasuk Yidches, Pe'erei Pishtim Yu Al Rosham, they will have a glory of linen headdress upon their head. We do know from learning of the Big Day Kuhuna and Tetzava that they do have to wear a mikbad or a mitznefet, a linen turban on their head. U'michnasei Pishtim Yu Al Masneim, they also wear, that is in tandem with Tetzava as well, they gird themselves with linen trousers. V'lo yachgru b'yizah, this too is what we know from the Chumash, they do not gird themselves at the place of their sweat, where one perspires. So they don't tie their belt and their breeches in a place where they sweat. U'betzeitzam alachatzer pasukites. Now, when they depart from the outer courtyard, when they emerge, I should say, to Alachatzer Chitzoni, when they emerge to the outer courtyard, Alachatzer Chitzonia El Ha'am. Now, when the priests, the Kohanim, go back to be with the people, Yifshitu Aspigdehem, Asher Hema Mishar Simba, they should strip themselves, they should remove their priestly vestments that they serve in. The Inuchu Osam Bilishchos HaKodesh. Lishchos, there was like a Lishchos HaGazis where the Sanhedrin sat, a chamber of hewn stone, so there were different chambers on temple grounds. They should take off these holy garments and they should leave them in the chamber of holiness. They don't go out to the people in these clothing. V'lav shu begadim acherim, they should wear other garments. V'lo yikadshu asa'am bevigdeim, and when they go to the people, they should not sanctify the people, meaning by means of these vestments. They have to know when they go to the people, these garments are hakdesh, they are meant for service in the mikdash. When they go out to the people, they remove those garments. The garments belong to the Beit HaMikdash, if you will. Very interesting. Pasachof. Veroshon lo yigalechu, their heads they shall not shave. Upera lo yishalechu, they shall also not grow their hair long. So they're not allowed to shave their head, but they're also not allowed to grow their hair long. Kasom yichsamu es rosheihem. What does this mean? This is extremely interesting. They shall trim the hair of their head. I found this totally fascinating. I'm going to quote from the commentary in the Steindelt's Nevi'im. From this verse, the sages derive a halacha, according to which the hair of the Kohanim must be cut short, like the growth of spelt, kusameh, because it says about their hair, kasom yichsamu. From there, Chazal learned out, the hair should be like kusameh, spelt, in the fields, or like the form of spelt in its stalks, meaning not too tall, not completely shaven, not wild. In this context, the sages state that Kohen Gadol had a unique hairstyle, which required extensive investment. It consisted of long rows of well-ordered curls. It was incumbent upon the stylist to ensure the curls remained in place. And the parentheses know, see Masechet Sanhedrin, Chav Beis Amar Beis, and Tosfos. I thought that was extremely, extremely interesting. The Kohen Gadol had a very unique hairstyle, which required extensive investment. It was long rows of well-ordered curls, and it was incumbent upon the stylist to ensure the curls remained in place. Okay, fascinating. Pasuk Chav Aleph. further prohibitions about when they come to serve. V'yayin lo yishtu kol kohen b'vom elachatzer p'nimis. We know that a kohen is not allowed to come under the influence of wine into the inner courtyard to serve. Now, what about marriage? Pasachav beis v'almana ugrusha lo yichulahem l'nashim. What about marriage? A widow and a divorcee, they should not take as wives for themselves. Kim besulos mizera beis Yisrael. They shall marry virgins from the offspring of the house of Israel. V'ha'almana asher tiya almana mikon yikachu. Very interesting. And they may marry a widow who is the widow of another priest. Also, very, very interesting. The Steinsaltz Nevi'im here notes, it's possible there was an ancient tradition among priests to refrain from marrying widows, despite the fact that it was permitted for them to do so. Since this was a stringency rather than a commandment, they would allow themselves to marry widows from their own circles, i.e. widows of other priests. So I thought that that was also very, very interesting. Now, Pasuchav Gimel, ready? Va'as'ami yoru, yod vav resh vav, from the word hora'ah, Torah, mora. And my nation they shall instruct. Bein kodesh l'chol. They have another rule, not just offering korbanot, not just about what they wear, not just about their hairstyle, not about just going into the inner and outer courtyard and then going back to the people, not only about who they may and may not marry. They have a role of teachers in Israel. That's Ami Yoru, Mora, Hora'ah, Torah. My nation they shall instruct, my nation they shall teach. What should they teach the people? Bein kodesh l'chol. They should teach the people between holiness, sanctity, what is sacred and what is profane. Ubein tamei the tahar yodiyum. Yodiyum. They should let the people know between what is impure and what is pure. This is reminiscent of what Moshe Rabbeinu says in Birkas Moshe at the end of his life in Devarim Perek Lamed Gimel to the tribe of Levi. What does Moshe say to the tribe of Levi? Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Gid and Devarim. Yoru mishpatachal liyakov vito raschal liyisrael. The tribe of Levi teaches your mishpatim Hashem to Yaakov, teaches your Torah to Israel. Yasimu Torah ba pecha v'chalil amas b'checha. It is true, the Kohanim offer the ketores before you, Hashem. They bring burnt offerings upon your mizbech, but they have another rule. That is to be the teachers. Let them teach Israel the difference between holy and profane. Let them teach Israel the difference between impure and pure. And we see this is a major role of the tribe of Levi, the Kohanim. It is to be teachers for Klai Yisrael. Furthermore, Pasuk of Dalet, Va'al Riv Heima Ya'amdu, Ah, L'mishpa, B'mishpatai, Yishpetuhu, V'as Torah Sai, V'as Chukosai, B'chom O'adai, Yishmur, V'as Shamsosei Kadeshu. The first half of the Pasuk means, well, when it comes to a quarrel, if there is a Riv, Heima Ya'amdu, L'mishpa, B'mishpatai, what should they do? They should stand in judgment, they should render judgment on my Torah and my Chukim and all of my Mo'adim, my appointed festivals, they shall guard, my Sabbath they shall make holy. The second half of the Pasuk is talking about sanctifying the Mo'adim and Shabbos, but the first half of the Pasuk is, if the Pasuk we just read is reminiscent of Birkas Moshe, this Pasuk is reminiscent of Pirkei Avos. Parak Aleph, Mishnah Yad Beis, Hilo Omer, Hevemi Talmidav Sha'ar, Oev Shalom, Verodev Shalom. Oh, Visabrios Umakarvan the Torah. Hillel said you should always be of the students of Aaron. Who was Aaron? He loved Oiv Sham, he loved peace. Verodev Sham, he pursued peace. Oh, Visabrios, he loved people. Umakarvan the Torah. He brought them close to Torah. So when there is a reeve, when there is a quarrel between people, when there is a lack of Sham and a lack of bin Adam Mechavera and Ahavas Achim, we should go to the Kohen in the path of Aaron, and he should stand and he should judge and he should resolve disputes. So we see what a multifaceted role the Kohen has and is expected to have, not only serving in the Mikdash, but really leading the people in Halacha, in Torah, in spiritual matters, in Bein Adam Lechaveiro. Furthermore, Pasuk of Hey, the Almeit Adam Lo Yavo L'Tama, that we know they cannot become Tamei L'Nefesh Adam. If there is a deceased, a corpse, they cannot come close to become defiant. Kim La'av U'le'em U'le'ben U'le'bat La'ach U'le'achol Asher Lo Haito L'Ish Yutamu. That is very familiar to us from the Chumash as well. They cannot become Tamei the Meis. However, for a father or a mother, a son or a daughter, a brother or sister who is a virgin and has not been with a man, they they are allowed to become impure, as is stated in our parasha, la'acharei taharaso, and after his purification, if he had contact with a corpse that was allowed, shivas yamim yisprulo, he has to count 7 days for a purification ritual, ubiyam bo'al ha'kodesh, min pasuch havzayin, and the day he comes back to the sanctuary, alachatzar pnimis, to the inner sanctuary, the inner courtyard, l'sharis ba'kodesh, to serve once again in the holy, yakriv chataso, he has to bring a chatas, a sin offering, nu'om Hashem Elokim, swears Hashem Elokim, v'haysa laham l'nachala, ani nachalasam, the priests, what shall be their inheritance? I, Hashem, are their inheritance. Achuza lo titnu lehem b'Yisrael. A portion you shall not give them in the land of Israel. Ani achuza Hashem. I, God, I'm their portion. They even elevated all of Klai Yisrael's holy. What did Korach say? Kala eda kulam kadoshim ubatocham Hashem. Umaditut nasu akal Hashem. On the one hand of Salvajic says Korach was right. Korach said to Moshe and Aaron, all of Am Yisrael is holy. Why do you pride yourselves, Moshe and Aaron, from the tribe of Levi over the nation of God? On the other hand, says the Rav, Korach did not understand that there is an elevated status to certain groups of people in Am Yisrael. Is every Jew holy? Of course every Jew is holy. But does every Jew have a different tafkid vis-a-vis Am Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu? Yes, of course. Pasuk of Tas, we're coming to the end of the Torah. Hamincha v'achatas v'ashram hema yochlim. The priests have a portion of the mincha, the flour offering, and the chatas, the sin offering, and the ashram and the guilt offering brought by the children of Israel. V'chol cheirim b'Yisrael lehamiyah. And a special category, steindos nevim, of consecrated items shall be theirs. The reish is called bikur, we come to bikurim. The reish is called bikurei chol, and the first fruits of everything. We know that there's a mitzvah of Bikurim, Sefer Dvarim Perek Chavav, a gorgeous mitzvah of Bikurim, bring up the first fruits to the Kohanim and the Beit HaMikdash. Here the Pasuk tells us, V'reishis kol Bikurei kol, V'chol Trumas kol, Mikol Trumasechem, the Kohanim, yeah. When you have Bikurim, when you have Truma, it shall be for the priest. V'reishis Arisosechem, that's an exact quote of words from Parsha Shlach, Perek Tezvav, when it comes to the mitzvah of Parshas Chala. Reishis Arisosechem, says the Chumash, in Parsha Shlach, Chala Torimu Truma LaHashem. Here we are told, Reishis Arisosechem, the first of your kneadings, the Hafrashas Chala portion, Titnu the Kohanim, you should give to the Kohen, Lahaniach Bracha Al Beisecha. That's gorgeous. When you fulfill the mitzvahs of Hashem, and you give the Kohanim what's due to them, not only will the Kohanim be sustained and have their portion, it will bring Bracha into your home. Last pasuk called Nevela Utreifa Mina Ofu Mina Behema Lo Yochlu HaKohanim. Last pasuk of the Haftarah, it's pasuk Lamed Aleph. Any carcass or mild animal or bird of the animals, the priest shall not eat. Now, this is surprising because there was a pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, Shemos 22:30, which is Anshei Kodesh Tiuliu Basar Basada Treva Lo Sochelu Lakel Tashichan Oso. All of Klai Yisrael is not allowed to eat torn meat. So why is there a specific prohibition? The Kohanim here from the tribe of Levi are not allowed to eat nevela or trefa, carcass or mauled animal from birds or animals. So I'm going to end by quoting the Steindotz Nevi'im. Although the prohibition against eating carcasses that are not ritually slaughtered and animals with defects would cause them to die within 12 months are stated, although the prohibition, I'm doing a fast because we're out of time, and when I'm too fast, they make a mistake. Although the prohibition against eating carcasses that are not ritually slaughtered and animals with defects that would cause them to die within 12 months are stated in the Torah with regard to all Jews, Yechezkel reiterates these commandments in the case of the Kohanim, either due to the concern that they are liable to become ritually impure or due to their special sanctity. So this really prophecy is a vision of hope for the future. It's a hope for the future that Be'ezor Hashem B'Yimot HaMashiach, the Beit HaMikdash will be rebuilt, V'ashev Kohanim La'avodasam U'Leviim L'Shiram U'Lezimram V'ashev Yisrael L'Neveim V'Sham Na'ala V'Neira V'Nishtach V'Alefanecha. The Avoda will be restored, V'Karbim Her B'Yameinu Mamash. Thank you so much, everybody. Call to have a wonderful day. Be'ezor Hashem, Shabbat Shalom.